USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With one of his picks already one of the nine justices, President Trump will get another chance to shape the U.S. Supreme Court, as he now has to come up with a nominee to succeed retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy. At a Fargo, North Dakota rally last night, the president says,
"And I'm very honored that he chose to do it during my term in office because he felt confident in me to make the right choice and carry on his great legacy. That's why he did it."
Kennedy, long known as a swing vote on the panel, sometimes siding with the conservative members, sometimes siding with liberals. First Lady Melania Trump is planning a second visit to an immigration center today at the Mexican border. She had toured a shelter for unaccompanied kids in a surprise visit to McAllen, Texas last Thursday. Today, she's to visit Arizona. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery, and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered, too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
11 hours of testimony given behind closed doors by FBI agent Peter Strzok yesterday. He'd been part of the FBI probe into the Hillary Clinton email scandal during the 2016 presidential campaign, and at the same time had sent texts to a colleague slamming Donald Trump. Republicans like Congressman Mark Meadows remain concerned those messages prove there was an anti-Trump bias afoot as the probe was being conducted.
I don't know how you read the text. I don't know how any reasonable person reads the text and would suggest that there was no bias.
The head of a charity that campaigns against sexual violence has been arrested in New York City on child pornography and other charges after allegedly trying to meet with kids as young as two for sex. 22-year-old Joel Davis, accused of trying to set up encounters between himself and young children, he was busted in an FBI sting. He's the chairman of the International Campaign to Stop Rape and Gender Violence in Conflict. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
The man dubbed the Ice Pick Killer is dead. Texas executing Danny Bible last night for the 1979 rape and murder of a woman whom he'd stabbed 11 times with an ice pick. He'd confessed to the murder and other sexual assaults after being arrested for rape. Bible had previously served time for a 1983 murder spree that included the killing of his sister-in-law, her infant son, and roommate. After serving just 8 years, though, Bible was released. He then raped a woman in Louisiana, and after being caught for that crime in 1999, confessed to the ice pick murder as well. Firefighters in Northern California making some progress on the Pawnee Fire. That fire is burning about 70 miles northwest of Sacramento, now 30% contained, but not before burning nearly 14,000 acres. Meantime, in Colorado, the 416 fire continues to burn. It's now gobbled up 36,000 acres since starting early this month. In Washington, D.C., 16- and 17-year-olds could become the youngest voters in the next presidential election, as the D.C. Council is considering lowering the voting age to 16. The Capitol would be the first municipality in the nation to allow minors to vote for president. An ex-boxing champion, Floyd Mayweather, showing off a new diamond-encrusted wristwatch he says he purchased. TMZ says he claims it cost $18 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.